The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action in Roscommon, an 8-race mixed card there with action on both the flats and the jumps, and it includes a Grade 3 novice chase at 4:05, a good race to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud.
Are you well, sir?
I'm alright, yeah.
Good.
Are you?
Yeah, good, yeah, thank you. Quite a good card to look forward to today.
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Loads of runners, as usual. Roscommon never seems to be a bad line-up at this track. All those flat races are all well contested. Even the jump card later on is stacked up, and mine that runs in the last as well, so quite a good little day.
Yes, we'll find out your thoughts on your nap later on the card, but let's get stuck into the action starting in the first race, which is the 2:05, and we start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Fillies Maiden. And a significant non-runner this morning, Sunny Days, does not go, and that leaves Devonshire the 15-8 market leader. Super Focus is 7-2, 4-1 for Blue Fragrance. Missouri is 11-2. There's been money for Burn the Bond, who opened up at 14s this morning, went into 10s after the non-runner, and now 7-1. 9-1 for Shine On, 11s for Sea L'Etoile and Military Angel, and Tap Focus, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Big field, tricky start to the day, Andy. What do you like in the 2:05?
Yeah, I'm quite keen on winning this race. I've already had a bet early doors. Number 9 in the race called Missouri was available to back at 9-1, and I thought she was a big price considering she has the fastest speed figures in this race. Both of her last two runs come out really well on the numbers. Third behind Should Wood at Galway in a decent number. She was obviously advantaged that day by being in stall 1, but that wasn't the only good run on her dance card. Last time out, she was 13th in that valuable sales race at the Curragh. It's that race that gives her a significant advantage over this field on her speed figures. Even though she only, finished mid-div, she was only beaten 4 1/4 lengths, and plenty of horses out of that race have run well subsequently. Ivor's Rebel has won since at Lingfield, and one of Johnny Murta's ran really well on the all-weather the other night. I just think that form is really solid, and considering she was drawn right down the middle in no man's land and she saw plenty of daylight, I thought it was a much better run than the figures suggest. She could have done with a slightly better draw here, but her odds this morning certainly offset that negative. If she would have been about a 7-2, 4-1 shot, I might have looked away, but 9-1 was ridiculous. So the fastest filly in this field is Missouri. If she overcomes that draw, I think she'll go very close.
Okay, Missouri in the opener then. On to the 2:35 next, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds and older, over 7 furlongs and 15 of them in the lineup here. And the betting is headed by Crafted Mastery, who's 5-1. 7-1 for Have a Nice Day. 8s for Henson. Corbus is 9-1 with McTaggart. It's 10-1 for Takata Blue and Togoville and Dunard Prince. And then it's 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. An open handicap, Andy, summed up by the fact that we're 5-1 the field this morning. Who do we side with in the 2:35?
Certainly wouldn't be Crafted Mastery for me. I think she's a shocking price. 5-1, you'd stick a 1 in front of that and I wouldn't back it. It was a terrible race. It won down in Garen, and she had the aid of the first time blinkers on, so I'd definitely put the fork in that thing. I think this race will go to one of the solid handicappers that have got good form around the track, such as Henson, Takata Blue, Togoville, that kind of horse that's plied its trade quite regularly here around Roscommon. I certainly think Henson will go well from a low draw. He ran well early on in the season here, and subsequently the blinkers have gone on him, and he's run 3 solid races, including winning at a fast time at Killarney last time out. Takata Blue, another one for money this morning. He's got some good form here, and he likes to race up with the speed. But the one I'm going to go with here is Dunard Prince, a horse that I've tipped regularly on the podcast throughout the season. And to be fair, he's done very little wrong, including last time out at Listowel when he was second behind Chilly Billy. He just got caught out that day it was basically all off the front, and everything that led that day won, and Chilly Billy made the run in, got first run, and Dunard Prince couldn't quite reel John Larkin to charge back in. But Chilly Billy's been absolutely hammered today with stall 15, so I don't think he'll be winning from that stall. Whereas Doing Our Prince has got a much favourable draw. So around about 10 or 12 to 1 this morning. Doing Our Prince are due for me, but that race is, as you say, very, very wide open.
Okay, Doing Our Prince then, the selection in the 2.35. Moving on to the 3.05 next race, 3 on the card, and this is a maiden over a mile and a half. And A Greater Force is the 4-7 market leader, odds on favourite this morning. 11-4 for Call Me PJ. Next Bend is 11-2 with Beyond Intensity. Black Benny 9s, and then 16-1 or double figure prices for the other runners. A Greater Force here, Andy, trained by Aidan O'Brien, Joseph O'Brien taking the ride. Cost quite a lot of money, related to Recital, brother of Recital, who was a Group 1 winner for the yard, of course, and was unlucky last time at Listowel when finishing third. Didn't get the clearest of passages through, so with a clear run tonight, this afternoon, do you see him being a 4-7 shot?
Yeah, I do. I think he's a good 4-7 shot here. I think this is a really bad race, and he should take advantage of what is a fairly weak affair. I certainly don't think he's going to go anywhere near paying back the money that they cost connections. But at least he should break his maiden tag here today. The blinkers were on for the first time out, last time out at Listowel. What a really strongly run race that was. For a mile and a half maiden, there was no prisoner. There was no prisoners taken there. They went a proper mother and father of a gallop, and only the fittest survived, as it were. And although he got slightly intimidated later on, I don't think it was enough to cost him the race, that Greater Force. I think he would have finished second anyway, at best. The lucky horse in the race was the runner-up, Break My Mind, who would be an absolute penalty kick next time out when he runs in a mile and a half maiden. But he does look a bit of a tricky character, this Greater Force. I know Brian often has one or two of these sons of Montdew that look as though they don't really fancy it, or they haven't got their mind on the job. And Joseph O'Brien will certainly have to, I would reckon, shake this horse up at one stage just to get him motivated. I certainly think he's got enough quality to win this race. The blinkers are off today, so I think there was enough in his run last time out to suggest that he should be able to win this race quite comfortably. So A Greater Force, 4-7, looks probably one of the bankers on the card.
Okay, on to the 3.35 next race, 4 on the card, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half, and Shadagan heads the betting this morning at 4-1. There's been money for Anar Haven, who's 6-1 into 9-2. 5-1 for Gaelic Twist. Abraham's Blessing is also 5s. Mr. Snagby is 6s. And then it's 13-2 or bigger prices the rest. Shadagan's been knocking on the door, Andy. Does it open this afternoon?
Possibly, yeah. That run behind Mirage in last time out was a good one. He looked like winning until Charles Burns' sharp swooped and dive-bombed him right on the line. I thought that was really unlucky for connections. That was a right hammer blow to the heart. And they've got Sean Corby on board, the best apprentice in the race, so they obviously mean business. You can give loads of a chance in this race. I thought this was the hardest race on the card, to be fair. Anna Haven got beat down in Down Royal last time out on the last start on the flat, but she was a really rattling good second, went out the handicap the other day to the very smart John McConnell hurdler, All Gilgo Bay, in the Latargue hurdle. So she obviously remains in good form. And you've got the money horses as well, Brog Diaz Nua and Esther Quercus, who quite surprising gambles in many respects, but they came out of that Galway race won by Clondore Warrior, who's probably one of the most best handicapped horses that Willie Mullins has got in his stable. So there's plenty to choose from here. One at a very big price, though, however, that I think might just sneak into the frame. Now, she's more of a place-only bet rather than a strong win project, but Dancing with Angels is a horse that has frustrated many in the past, and connections must be tearing their hair out with this mare. She's finished second on 4 separate occasions this summer, and at every single time she's threatened to win a race, and I keep thinking, yeah, today's going to be the day. But that run behind Falkirk when she split Falkirk and Pirate Cove would certainly give her a great chance of going well here. And not only that, she was involved in a very strongly run race, the fastest furlong per furlong time at Listowel on the 18th of September, when she was fifth behind Face Value in a race that was a brutally run race. I napped at Giant's Quest in that race and he couldn't finish fourth, and I thought, my God, he's run a stinker. But I've done the time subsequently, and bizarrely, Giant's Quest ran his fastest ever time in finishing fourth. So, you know, Dancing with Angels was only short head behind him, and it's just a case of whether she can run up to that form. If she does, and I think she's guaranteed to go well, at 16-1, I think we can have a bit of fun with this filly. So Dancing with Angels, place only each way at a big price in the 3.35.
Okay. A bit of value there then in the 3.35. On to the 4.05 next, and we're over the jumps for the first time here. This is the Grade 3 Novice Chase over 2 miles, and Ted Veal is the even money favourite. 15-8 for Unbo Roman, 8-1 for Enjoy Responsibly. There's been money for the Black Russian, who's 14-1 into nines. USA is 14-1 and 20-1 for Shake the Bucket. Some interesting runners in here, Andy. We've got a previous Cheltenham Festival winner in the shape of Ted Veal, who's not really hit the same heights over fences. He heads the betting here, Andy. Do you see him being worthy of market leader?
Yeah, just about, yeah. He's just the kind of horse that I wouldn't really want to be rushing to back at even money. I think he'll probably win, just because of the way this race will develop. Ross Common, as we know, is a very sharp right-handed track. And as I said many times on the podcast before, you do, in all intents and purposes, want horses up with the speed here. You know, if you get into rhythm down the back, that sharp home turn into the bend, into the home straight, you need to be within hailing distance of the lead. And I'm sure that Barry Geraghty will be aware of that today. But he has got three front runners to shoot at. He's got the Black Russian, who made a successful chasing debut down in Ballinrobe the other day, jumping well and making all the running. Unbo Roman, another confirmed front runner who made most of the running at Tramore to win on his second start of offences. And Joe Responsibly as well. He failed a merry dance when he won in Limerick early on in the season. So Barry Geraghty will certainly have all these in mind when he sets off on his on the two-mile journey on Ted Veal. And that run on the flat the other day certainly suggested he was in good form still behind Rebel Fitz. And that on top of the win at Galway when he beat Clonbannon Lad. You know, he's probably just about got the best form. He's the best of these over hurdles. I don't think he's hit those heights so far of offences, but he is a 141 rated horse, and you know, he should be winning a race like this. So while I'm selecting him at even money, he's not the kind of horse I'd be backing in a rush.
Okay. Ted Veal, the most likely winner then?
The most likely winner, yeah, but yeah, it wouldn't be a bet for me at that price.
Okay. The 4.35 is the sixth race on the card. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs for 5-year-olds and older. And Dush Rembrandt is the 9-4 favourite this morning. 7-2 for Pat Garrett. Aaron Hill Chief is 4-1, as is Fever Pitch. It's 8 for the Lady Granuaire and Bailey Dusk. And then 16-1 or bigger prices for the other two. We do have an on-runner here as well. Number 1, Cross Appeal, does not go. So 8 of them left in the lineup, Andy, in what is another fairly tricky race.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Cross Appeal out has slightly diluted the field a bit and made it a little bit easier because he was a massive player. I could certainly see why punters are looking to back Dush Rembrandt. He's a horse definitely waiting to happen over fences. He's got some good form over hurdles, and off a mark of 108, he's chucked in compared to his hurdling mark. But we just haven't had enough solid evidence of him whether he's going to be a chaser. If he puts it all together, then I'm sure he'll go well. I'll probably go with Aaron Hill Chief here on the basis of this being a front-runner's track, and if Dennis O'Regan can get this horse in a good rhythm from an early stage, like he did at the Galway Festival when he won the Galway Blazers, then he might just take a bit of beating, because he was really good that day when he beat Thaumond, who subsequently won. He then followed up the day after when he beat Usual Smurf and Me and Ben, who obviously won since. His form there in those two races at Galway would definitely give him a major chance. He bombed out at Killarney on his next start, but I'm not really sure what to make of that, whether it was just that he didn't handle going left-handed, or it, you know, maybe those two runs at Galway just took the edge off of him. But he's been given a month break, so hopefully connections have got him back to somewhere near his best, because if he is and he gets into that rhythm in front, he could be deadly here. And he's around about 4-5-1 this morning, so I'm going to go with Aaron Hill Chief to bounce back.
Okay, Aaron Hill Chief to bounce back then in the 4.35. Onto the 5.05 next, the penultimate race this afternoon. And this is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And miles ahead is the 11-10 favourite. 7-4 for Red Robin. James Michael is 5s. 6-1 for Drive the Bus. 12-1 for Gates of France and Cherry Lodge. And then 40-1 or bigger prices for the other runners. Miles ahead, Andy, heading the betting, has some pretty useful bumper form in the book. Unseated on his hurdling debut last time when looking as if he still had every chance. Does he get off the mark at the second time of asking over the obstacles here?
Yeah, he's got an obvious chance, hasn't he? This is a really weak race, and at least he's a winner. That was a Wexford bumper 3 starts ago. And he was still in contention when he unseated the other day. He rather clipped heels more than anything else and got rid of his pilot, Andrew McNamara. I don't think he would have won that day. I think he probably would have been third or fourth at best. And I'd probably just prefer Red Robin here on the basis that he might well make the run in here for Sean Flanagan. And David Kelly often does quite well here with his horses. He hasn't got many horses in his yard. Vildel Corsa, of course, is one of the most renowned horses that David's got. He's still a maiden, that horse, bless him. But that third behind Riverside City probably represents just as good a form as what Miles Ahead has achieved. And considering he made most of the run until fading late on, I think he's got a good chance here. Because I don't think this race is particularly strong. So it looks between the front two. I'm going to go with the second favourite, Red Robin.
Okay, Red Robin, then the selection in the 5.05. And on to the final race of the afternoon. This is the 5.35, and it's a flat race of 2 miles for four-year-olds that have not won any race under rules of racing. And Hickson is the 13-8 favourite. It's 100-30 for Kilkishen, 5-1 for Mr. Steadfast. Our Dougal is also fives. Steel Wave is 8. Cradle Star, another one at 8-1, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, Manap runs here. Manap on the card, Manap of the day. Having selected Toe the Line to win yesterday's listed race, I'm quite keen on another one of John Keeley's inmates here today, Hickson, number one on the race card. I thought this horse ran a real eye-catching race down in Killarney on his rules debut. He travelled well at the back of the field, but he was just too far back, really, to have any impact on the final result. But he did finish very strongly to finish an ever nearer third behind a nice horse of Henry de Bromhead's, who run in the Alan Potts colours. And I think that's a fairly useful race. We've already had a winner at the race. So I think the form looks solid. And he's bound to improve for that run. It was just an experience which caught him out rather than his lack of ability, because that quality was there for all to see in the latter stage. He passed virtually every horse in the home straight from being last turning in. So I think with a more positive ride, certain that experience under his belt, Derek O'Connor can ride him with a bit more forcefully today. And this doesn't look a particularly strong race. So Hickson, from a stable that I really like, they're in good form. And hopefully Hickson will land the Knapp in the final race.
Okay, Knapp selection there then. In the 5.35, let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Roscommon one more time.
Yeah, two or three strong bets on the card. Missouri's definitely one of them in the 2.05. You're getting each-way price about that filly. I don't think it'd be too far away. In the 2.35, a really viciously competitive handicap where several have got obvious claims. But Do Not Prince should give us a decent run for our money. He often does. In the 3.05, a greater force looks a penalty kick at 4-7 in that Mullen half maiden. I'm going to take a bit of a punt that Dancing with Angels at least hits the frame for Philip Donovan in the 3.35. In the 4.05, although I'm selecting Ted Veal, it's just kind of also I don't desperately want to be backing at even money, but he's the most likely winner. I'm much more keener at the prices on Aaron L. Chief in the 4.35. Red Robin takes the vote in the 5.05. And in the final race, Hickson looks good after that good run in Killarney first time out.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Roscommon this afternoon.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.